Welcome to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. Today's podcast is entitled, How to Help Veterans. Every year around Veterans Day, we do podcasts to express our appreciation to America's veterans. And I just want to thank all those out there who served our country through the various branches of the military. And I pray that God will bless you and keep you. And I pray for those who have family members in the military or who served in the military. I pray for God's comfort upon you. Thank God for America's veterans because they put their life on the line to protect others and to maintain our freedom in America. So with that, let's pray and ask God's blessing over this podcast today. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for who you are and for the opportunity we have to bring this podcast that, quite frankly, goes around the world. I thank you for that. I pray that you would bless it, Lord, and that you would anoint it. Holy Spirit, come in and do what only you can do. I thank you for this opportunity, and I thank you for who you are and how you've blessed America's veterans and protected them. Father, may the Holy Spirit guide and direct us today and lead us in everything that we do, and we'll be careful now to give you praise and glory for what's about to take place. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As a fellow veteran, where I served in the United States Army and served in the Republic of Vietnam, I come to know the needs that a lot of veterans have. And so that's inspired me to bring a podcast this year on how to help our veterans. And the best way that we can do that, the absolute best way that we can give help to our veterans, is to let them know that we really appreciate them and what they did for our country. There are many things that we can do to help our veterans. A simple thank you for your service means so much. I love seeing our vets wearing a baseball cap, walking around maybe a shopping center or some store somewhere, or maybe just out in a park, and they're wearing their branch of service on the front of that cap, letting us know where they served and when they served and which particular branch of service they were in. I like to tell veterans that God loves them and their service to America He loves so very much. So once again, thank you, veterans, for doing what you've done, and thank you for those who are family members of veterans that you sacrificed your time with them and were willing to do that so America could be protected and be served. You know, the Word of God is filled with references to reaching out to others. And I'm going to focus in this particular podcast on how to help veterans know how to help other veterans. And I'll talk more about that as we go through this podcast. And following podcasts, we'll also be dealing with veterans and how to reach out to them. Listen to the scripture in the Word of God and how it relates to our veterans. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32 says this, be kind and care for others. Well, just simply, regardless of what branch of service that we were in, we are being kind and we're caring for other people if we go into the military. Everyone who's ever served in the military has made a pledge to their country to protect and defend this nation and protect our Constitution and protect our freedoms. And I thank God for that. Here's another scripture I think that relates to our veterans. It's found in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone. Once again, another statement of how veterans have the opportunity to reach out and help other people. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Now, as a veteran who served in Vietnam, I was shocked. I say that's putting it mildly, when I returned home. You see, before serving in the Army, I used to go to movies, and I enjoy watching movies about World War I or World War II or documentaries. I found it fascinating. And I would see those who had come home from those wars and how there was a celebration from our country to welcome and encourage those that came back from military service overseas. Our veterans received love and kindness and thankfulness from Americans. Now, there's no reason for me to go into all the particular details about how Vietnam veterans were treated when they came home. Everyone has seen or read about the way our Vietnam vets were treated. I would encourage our young listeners to maybe find out exactly how the veterans from Vietnam were dealt with, and that might give you an understanding of when you see someone who's got a baseball cap on and says United States Army, Republic of Vietnam, your heart can be touched and you'll have a desire to reach out to them. Now, not just the Vietnam veterans, but you'll have a desire to reach out to any veteran and to let them know how much you appreciate them and how important their service was to maintain our freedoms in the United States of America. Thankfully, today's veterans who have returned to their wives, their children, their families, their work, their friends, receive a warm welcome. But there's more needed than just a warm welcome for those who served our country and went through, many of them, very difficult trials and tribulations. Many of them experience great sacrifice. All of them sacrifice to one extent or another. Therefore, how are we able to help our military veterans today. First of all, always thank a veteran for their service. I think I mentioned that earlier, but I just can't say that enough. It's amazing how comforting that is and what a special feeling that is for a veteran. Often I notice a veteran wearing a baseball cap with their branch of service. It might say Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, whoever it might be, Merchant Marines. That kind of identifies who they are and what they experienced. Whenever we become aware of a military veteran, try to offer words of encouragement and thankfulness. Now, the Bible has hundreds and hundreds of scriptures that can apply to veterans. Even though the Word of God does not use the word veteran or military, it does refer to soldiers and talks about people serving other people and being willing to sacrifice their life for someone else. The Bible says, no greater love one has than to give their life for their friend. Let me read to you a scripture that was so powerfully used during World War I and World War II. During those times, the 91st Psalm became very, very famous and very comforting to many of our veterans and the families of those veterans. The 91st Psalm says this, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." You know, this passage has been a constant help to our veterans. Veterans history records tells us that there was many groups or organizations in the military that were named, and many people think it was based upon the 91st Psalm. I find it interesting that there was a 91st Infantry Division in World War I and World War II. There was also a 91st Army Infantry Brigade in World War I. And today we have the 91st Training Division. So the 91st Psalm made quite an impact on our military and on, quite frankly, hundreds of thousands and even millions of individuals in this country. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, it offers a very special scripture, I think, that helps our veterans. "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength." You know, I go back, and I don't want to make this a podcast about my experiences, but just let me for a moment reflect on something. When I went into Vietnam, I was a young man. I was 19 years old when I went into the Army, and I just barely turned 20 when I went to Vietnam, and I was assigned to a Army group in the southern end of Vietnam called the Mekong Delta. And one of my responsibilities was to go out on patrols to protect people in the surrounding areas, and another was to perform guard duty at night. Now, I was not a Christian. Kind of picture this. I wasn't a Christian. I didn't know what being a follower of Jesus Christ was all about. I didn't know I could get strength and help from him. And I'd go out on that perimeter. And even as a young man, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. We went to church, but none of us had accepted Christ. Even my mom and dad didn't come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior until after I was saved, until I gave my life to Christ. And I helped pray with them for them to receive Christ. So there I am sitting over there out on the perimeter by myself in the jungle, and sitting there at night is pitch black. And I'd look up to the heavens and say, "Lord, if you're real, God, if you're real up there, could you just kind of get me through this night and help me not to fall apart or fall asleep and do something stupid out here or get injured or maybe even shot, because there would be sniper fire that would come in from time to time." And I would just sit there and ask him, and if you'll do that, if you'll get me through that, I promise I'll go to church. Now, that's kind of like a lot of Christians do. We have a tendency, "God, if you'll do this, then I'll do that." And if we have conditions upon what we want God to do in order for us to be blessed. And I just didn't know any better. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't understand that I could call upon the Lord. I didn't know that he was a very present help in times of trouble. I didn't realize that he was a fortress and strength for me. I didn't know Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength." I didn't know any of that. I just was out there by myself. And I look back and I thank God that he brought me home safe. The only thing I really regret about the time that I was in Vietnam is that I was not a Christian and I was not able to share my faith with other men that I got to know very well during my time of service there. So for those of you who served in the military, remember, God is a very present help in times of trouble. For those of you who have family members who are currently serving or have served in the military, remember to encourage them with the Word of God. It will give them strength, it will help them, and it'll carry them through. And if they don't know Jesus now, sooner or later, he's going to come into their life. Now, several years ago, I started a Vets Helping Vet ministry. And prior to this, I noticed that many veterans are not aware of the help that's available to them. Veterans have the opportunity to receive medical and dental and optical and emotional help and services from the Veterans Administration in our country. Now, my goal is to first help a veteran get the help that they need. That's my first goal, is to try and get veterans to be helped. And then once that veteran receives help, I want to help that veteran to understand how they can help another veteran. That's why the ministry is called Vets Helping Vets. And it's something that's starting to catch on. It's something that the guys are getting into. And I believe that we can reach out and help each other. And while we're doing that, we are blessing others and we're being blessed ourselves. Those of you who are not in the military and not veterans, then you can be a part of Vets Helping Vets by just simply finding someone and encouraging them and blessing them, and then maybe even finding a way to get them help at the Veterans Administration. And I'll be getting into that a little bit in this podcast and also in the podcast to follow when it comes to finding help for our veterans. I guess maybe I should just make a comment right now so I don't forget this. When it comes to helping veterans and you say, well, I don't have any experience with that. I don't know anybody that was in the military. I didn't serve there. So how can I help someone? Well, if nothing else, you can just let them know that you care and you're praying for these veterans. And then secondly, you can encourage them to go to the Veterans Administration. A lot of them don't want to go. They think, well, it's no big thing. It's too big of a hassle and I don't need help and whatever. And yet there's a lot of help available to them. Or they can join a veterans group and be a part of a veterans group at a church or be a part of a veterans association like the Veterans of Foreign Wars or one of those where they meet and they get together and they have some camaraderie. I know that there are a lot of veterans groups in just about every single community in this country. So you can just find a local veterans group and encourage these people to be a part of that. You see, because of the Lord's help and because He loves us so much and He loves this country so much, we have seen our veterans come back and start to begin to receive greater and greater help than I've ever seen before. Recently, I've had a number of times where I ran into a veteran who was struggling. I had a fellow call me not too long ago and he said, you know, I'm just in trouble financially. I've got this cancer that I picked up from Agent Orange exposure to me for serving in Vietnam. He said, I have a claim. It's been with the Veterans Administration for a couple years. He said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. My finances are terrible. I'm about ready to get thrown out of my apartment. I can't afford to pay my life insurance. I can't afford to pay for my car insurance. He says, I don't even have the license plates current. And he was just so down. And I prayed with him and encouraged him and helped him to find the right kind of help at the Veterans Administration. And it was maybe just a couple of months later that he called me back and he said, I got to let you know something. He said, that guy you referred me to was such a big help. And he helped me get this, my claim approved. And he said, I've now received finances, back pay from the military for disability. And my finances are now in order. I've paid all my bills. I've got money in the bank. And now I'm receiving a monthly pension for disability income. And he wanted to thank me. And I said, no, don't thank me. Just thank the Lord that he provided that. And thank the Lord for the Veterans Administration that was available and for that person that was willing to reach out and help you. So I could go on story after story after story of people who had a need where the Lord helped me to be able to help them receive the benefits they needed. I know one guy couldn't hear anything. He needed hearing aids. He couldn't afford them. We got him to the VA, went over there, and he received his hearing aids, and now he's doing so much better, and I just thank God for that. Same thing with dental work and medical treatment and all that. This isn't supposed to be a podcast on how to get medical help for veterans, but it is a podcast to learn how to help veterans. And many of them have a physical need or an emotional need. Probably one of the greatest challenges that veterans face is struggling with something we call PTSD, or otherwise known as post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's a significant problem for individuals, for veterans today. PTSD is something that a person can get, not just military people, but it comes upon a person through an emotional shock. People who've been attacked or beat up or are mugged, you know, in a city, or someone who was a young person was beat up on the playground of a school or something, or a woman who was sexually abused, that can bring PTSD upon a person. And there's a lot of help for that in our country today. We need to get these people help and pray for them, get them into a good church, get them around loving people that care for them and offer help. You know, see, many veterans are not willing to seek Veterans Administration care because of that. Veterans Administration has a reputation for having a lot of paperwork and a lot of blockages and all those kinds of things. Well, they still have a lot of that, but it's improving greatly. And all around the country now, we've seen new facilities built. I know in our own area in Scottsdale, there's a new clinic in Scottsdale. There's one over just not too far away from that over in Phoenix, and not too far that way over in in East Mesa, places that are within reach of veterans so they can get help and get the medical care and emotional care and the mental care that they need in order to become a productive citizen in our country. So we've got to encourage them and just be there to reach out to them. By reaching out, we'll be able to bless a veteran who served our country without concern for their own personal well-being. Romans 12:10 in the New International Version says this: be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. It's time that we honor each other, not just veterans, but each other. God's word tells us to encourage each other, bless each other, be a blessing to someone else. You know, that if you're going through a challenge right now, one of the ways I've found to deal with challenges is that whatever we lack in our life, we need to give that away so it'll come back to us. Now, let me explain that a little bit. The Bible says if you want friends, you need to be friendly. You need to reach out and be a friendly person. The Bible tells us, if you give, it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It'll be given back to us. That means love, encouragement, and the things that we can do for other people. So it's so important to understand the best thing we can do for our veterans is just let them know that we care. Find them. I mean, you don't have to have them move in with you. I'm just saying you just simply have to let them know that God loves them. And I'll give you some suggestions just a moment on how we can really help our veterans and have something more tangible than just some of the things I'm chatting about now, steps to take in order to get help for our veterans. Matter of fact, some of you have a family, veteran, someone in the family that maybe you haven't talked to in a long time. It might be a good time this time of the year. It's usually, Veterans Day is always November the 11th. And around that time each year, there's a focus on veterans, and there's parties, and there's activities, and there's celebrations and things taking place in cities. And be sure and reach out to that family member or someone down the street that you know is a veteran, and just let them know that you care, and that'll honor God, and that will honor that individual. So let me kind of, as I'm starting to get ready to start closing up this particular podcast, I want to give you some steps on how everyone can reach out and help a veteran. And if you're a veteran, probably more importantly, if you're a veteran, that how we can, as veterans, can reach out to help other veterans. Here's one of the steps. Number one, become aware of veterans in your neighborhood, in your church, or your workplace. You know, get to know them, get to know who they are, and let them know that you appreciate their service. That brings up an example of someone that I met in our church. There was a young man, a man named Tony. Now, it wasn't a young man. He was an older man. His name was Tony. He was always kind of to himself. He'd show up at church, and he'd have a cap on that showed he served in the military, and he might even have a couple little buttons on a vest that he had, and it would show that he was served here or there. He served in Vietnam, and he was quiet to himself, and people might go by him and just kind of say hi or whatever, but he was not the kind of person that would go out and reach people on his own. You had to go get him and dig him out. Well, Tony was there for many years, and I got to know him quite well. But then all of a sudden, I noticed that he wasn't around. I didn't see him, and I heard that he decided to go to another church because his background was Catholic, and he wanted to go back to a Catholic church, so he did. And I hadn't heard from him, and then I got a call one day out of nowhere, and I was told that Tony had come down with cancer and that he had passed away, and the military had taken him and cremated his and has his ashes and was looking for a relative or a friend or someone to turn those ashes over to and then allow Tony to be buried in a military facility. And so I was not exactly aware of how to handle it at the time and what to do with it. So we started checking in to find out what can we do. I called up the Veterans Administration, where they have their burial grounds here in the Phoenix area. And I discovered that Tony, because he served in the military, he was discharged with an honorable discharge, that they wanted to give him a full honors burial service. And I told him, I said, well, you know, quite frankly, I don't know how many people will come. Very few people know him. I called people in the church, and they said, yeah, I kind of knew that guy. And yeah, was that the guy with the hat on and that type of thing? And I couldn't find anybody who really knew Tony. And so I said, but we got to do something. We've got to do something to honor him. And so someone told me that he had a motorcycle for a while, and he would ride a motorcycle. And that gave the idea that, well, maybe I should check with motorcycle groups in the city. Now, sometimes people say, well, you don't want to do that. That's kind of scary. Well, it wasn't scary at all. So I went to a Harley-Davidson place and asked them if they knew of him and that he had a Harley-Davidson motorcycle at one time. And no one knew him, but they said this. They said, because he was a veteran and because he rode a Harley, we would like to bless him. So here's a man that we were going to have a funeral for, and it was only going to be me and my wife and maybe one other person that would be there, three of us, and they want to do a full honor burial for him. And all of a sudden, the motorcycle group said, let me help you find some people to come and celebrate his life. They didn't know him. And so they said, let's see if we can get some guys to come in, maybe to ride their motorcycles to the cemetery, and we can gather there and honor this fellow veteran. And so a couple weeks went by, and I didn't hear anything. And all of a sudden, I got a call, and the director for the state motorcycle group calls me, and then another director from another place, another club, whatever, and they said, we're going to have a big rally. And I didn't know what that meant. And I said, well, here's the service is going to be on such and such a day. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Phoenix, Arizona. And so I'll be there. And we're, you know, they said, well, we'll be there to show up. We want to honor him. Well, little did I know that they were putting the word out all over the state. And so the day of the funeral came, and my wife and I are there, and we're going over there in our little car because I don't have a motorcycle and I don't drive one or ride one. And as we're there, I heard all these roaring sounds. And all of a sudden I looked around, and there were just dozens and dozens and dozens of motorcycles with guys with their military garb on, and they had American flags, and they had Army flags, and they had Marine flags, and all this stuff. And there was about 70 or 80 of these guys that came, and they rode on their motorcycles from various parts in the state of Arizona to come and honor Tony. And so here we are, not expecting anyone, and here the Lord turns around and blesses something. And when I did the service and did the talk and talked about the Lord and talked about Tony was a Christian, because I knew he knew he'd given his heart to Christ, all of a sudden I looked up, and there were so many military guys who were riding motorcycles with their wives even, and they're there, and many of them were older people, and it was an amazing, amazing event. We probably had about 80 people, maybe 90 people show up for this memorial, and I was able to give an altar call and invite people to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I prayed that prayer, and I asked the people, how many people here, before you prayed that prayer, were not sure whether you're going to spend time in heaven or not, whether you're going to go to heaven or are you going to hell, you don't know, and you'd like to get that settled. And when I gave them the altar call and explained how they could receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and God promised them, heaven promised them that he'd forgive them of their sins, when I asked them to raise their hands, if they made that prayer and they made that commitment, before they prayed it, they weren't sure if they knew Jesus or not, they weren't sure if they were going to go to heaven or not, but 80 or probably 90% of those people lifted up their hand and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, look what God did with just some little tiny thing that started out, we thought it would be nothing, but God blessed it and he multiplied it, and the people came. They didn't know what they were coming for. They didn't know other than just to honor a fellow veteran. And then I've since discovered that there's groups around the state that if any veteran passes and they don't have family members, whatever, even if they do have family members, they'll put the word out and they'll rally big groups to come in and celebrate the life of a fellow veteran. So I know it's kind of a long story, but it's a really powerful story that means an awful lot to me, and also shows how God was able to have vets help vets. All right, here's step number two. I got to wrap this up. Volunteer to help out at a veteran's hospital, a clinic, or a nursing home just to visit. Do a visit. Go by and encourage these people, and maybe on Veterans Day, go by and just bless them. Take them some cookies or something and just reach out to a veteran. Now, another option is to speak to your United States congressmen or senators and encourage them to improve the care and benefits for our military veterans. And finally, give a scripture to a veteran and encourage a veteran to have their favorite scripture. And I'll close with this thought. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17, it says this, I will give you back your health and heal your wounds. That may be a scripture that can lift the head and lift the life of a veteran who just needs someone to reach out to them and let them know that we care. I'm going to close with prayer right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for this podcast, for this time to share my thoughts with other individuals, with veterans and those who know of veterans. I pray that you would bless our veterans and comfort them. And I pray, Lord, those who are suffering with PTSD would seek help, and that you would help them. Holy Spirit would comfort them and give them peace. And for those who have physical problems, Father, I pray that the doors would open up at the Veterans Administration, and these people would be able to receive the help and the blessings and the finances they need, Father. So I thank you for that. I pray you'd bless those who've lost loved ones in the military, and I pray that you would fill the gap, Father, in that need. Thank you once again for bringing us together, and I'll give you all praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, we're going to continue now for at least one more podcast on veterans at this time of the year, and this next podcast is entitled, God Helps veterans. I'm going to talk about how God does that. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I've certainly enjoyed it, and I want to thank all of you for listening in. Encourage other people to pull this link in and listen to these podcasts for veterans. They're usually some of the most watched, heaviest watched ones that I do, or listen to, I should say, that I do each and every year for our veterans. If you'd like to know more about the Quality Christian Living Podcast, which is the name of our podcast, you can go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com, and when you get there, on the front page, there'll be a link to my podcast. If you want to click that link, you'll find a reference, a huge list of podcasts that I've done over the last 3 years. This has been podcast number 306, and so you can tell there's a lot of them there, and there's quite a few messages dealing with various aspects of living a quality Christian life. We only do 2 or 3 veteran podcasts a year, but so therefore the rest of those podcasts that deal with things like how to get out of debt, how to live a great marriage, how to walk in the gifts of the Spirit and operate with the fruit of the Spirit in our life, there's podcast series there on how to have greater faith and how to believe for miracles, and just a plethora of topics that I hope will be a blessing to you. So I would encourage you to take a look at the list of podcasts and pick out something you would find interesting. Matter of fact, when I get through with this series of podcasts, I'll be going back to the series that I was in before this entitled Living with Purpose. And I'm going to do a number of podcasts helping us understand how to operate in God's purpose for us, finding the purpose, and then once we find it, how to operate and live within God's purpose for our life according to His will. So it's a series I'm really enjoying, but I did need to take time out for these podcasts for our veterans. If you'd also like to scroll down on my webpage a little bit, you can find a place where you can look at the books that I've written. I've got 6 of them currently on Amazon, and those books deal with faith, they deal with how to get out of debt, they deal with how to help our veterans. They deal with issues we need in order to live a quality Christian life. Recently, I put my latest book on there. It's entitled Faith for Miracles. It's my newest release dealing with all the miracles that I've seen in my own body and in many people I've ministered to, and how the Word of God tells us that we can see miracles take place in our life, that God is the God of miracles and is to this day. So if you would like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. Well, I've been blessed to bring this podcast to you today, and I just want to thank you for being concerned and having an interest in hearing about how we can reach out to our veterans. Let me just give you a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, may God richly bless you. May He bless our veterans. May we reach out and help veterans to know that God loves them, we love them, and God has a purpose and a plan for their life. Thank you once again for listening in. This has been podcast number 306 entitled How to Help Veterans. And thank you for being a part of Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. May God bless you.